This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Thank you very much to all of you who contributed to my program, and dozens of you, last week. And I'm going to continue with the alphabet. If you just joined this program, I'm going through some of the artists in alphabetical order, the first letter of their last name, and not within the alphabetical order that way, but just as long as it starts with the letter I'm on. And I'm going to end the letter Q today and move on to R. Albert Ammons and Medlux Lewis were part of the stable put together by Dan Qualey, Q-U-A-L-E-Y, founder of Solar Art Records. He loved the piano. He recorded only pianists, 1939-1940. Albert Ammons, 1939 St. Louis Blues, same year Medlux Lewis and Messin' Around. through Great Piano Players in 1939, performing for Dan Quayle's Solo Art record label. As I said, he just wanted piano players, and he got them. Albert Ammons and St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy, and Mead Lux Lewis playing his own Messing Around. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Swiss Water Decaffeination Process, a coffee decaffeination method that never uses methylene chloride or ethyl acetate. Swiss Water Process removes caffeine using pure water. On the web at SwissWater.com. Swiss Water Process, decaf coffee without compromise.
Ike Quebec, now for you, tenor saxophonist, 1945 for Blue Note Records. Louis Alter wrote the first piece in 1941 called Dolores, and Carmen Lombardo wrote the second one in 1928 called Sweethearts on Parade.
Thank you.
Ike Gobek playing his tenor saxophone for you, 1945 for Blue Note. Dave Rivera playing piano, Napoleon Allen guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and J.C. Hurd drums. Dolores, written by Louis Alter. Sweethearts on Parade by Carmen Lombardo. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France I played before the pledge drive break, but I brought them back in an unusual setting. Django Reinhardt, solo guitarist, and Stefan Grappelli, violinist from that band. They were in London in 1946 for English Decca. They recorded these, and they had some friends along. Jack Llewellyn and Alan Hodgkiss play rhythm guitars. Coleridge Goody plays the drums, and of course, Stefan Grappelli, violin, and Django solo guitar. Nuage by Reinhardt and Love's Melody by him. Thank you. Django Reinhardt, guitarist, and Stefan Grappelli, violinist, in London, 1946, recorded by English Decca, and two by Reinhardt, Nuage and Love's Melody. They are joined by some friends from London, Jack Llewellyn and Alan Hotchkiss, rhythm guitars, and Coleridge Goody, playing the drums. So you might as well say the Quintet of the Hot Club of Paris, in London, 1946, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
NTD-TV Seattle, bringing Shen Yun Divine Performing Arts to Seattle's Paramount Theater May 22nd and 23rd. This show brings to life 5,000 years of traditional Chinese culture through music and dance. Information at divineperformingarts.org.
Now, alto saxophonist Gene Quill, Q-U-I-L-L, who in 1954 was, there are actually two dates for this, if you want to go look them up. It's 1954, some places issued it 1956. Nevertheless, Storyville Records, George Wein's early efforts, and the band pretty much is led by trumpet player Joe Newman and trombonist Billy Byers, with Gene Quill playing alto saxophone, Lou Stein at the piano, Milt Hinton bass, O.C. Johnson drums. Byers wrote and arranged Who's Cool and Judy Spencer's April's Delight. Alto saxophonist Gene Quill playing in a band with Joe Newman on trumpet and Billy Byers on trombone. And Lou Stein, piano, Milt Hinton bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. Two arrangements by Byers, Who's Cool, he also wrote it, and Judy Spencer's April's Delight, arranged by him, Gene Quill, for Storyville Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Puget Sound Energy, working to provide clean energy to the region for more than a century. Last year alone, PSE energy efficiency programs helped people reduce their total carbon footprint by more than 450 million pounds of carbon dioxide. Details are at PSE.com. Puget Sound Energy, the energy to do great things.
All right, from Gene Quill now, I'd like to take you to Howard Quicksell, Q-U-I-C-K-S-E-L-L, like a businessman, right? Howard became Howdy, like a low, H-O-W-D-Y. Howdy Quicksell played the banjo, he did some arranging, he did some composing, and he was with some wonderful bands in the early part of this art. First up, Gene Golcat and his orchestra. 1927, and Quicksell playing banjo. You don't hear him solo, but he's there helping out. This was an all-star band. Gave arrangers a chance to do their performing. In this case, Bill Challis and his arrangement of My Pretty Girl, written by Charlie Fulzer for Victor Records, Gene Golcat and his orchestra, 1927, with Howdy Quicksell on banjo. Gene Golcat and his orchestra, 1927, for Victor Records. My Pretty Girl, written by Charlie Fulzer, arranged for the band by Bill Challis, and with Howdy Quicksell playing the banjo. Other soloists, Danny Polo, clarinet, Frankie Trumbauer, C melody, saxophone, Bill Rank, trombone, Joe Venuti, violin, and some wonderful slap bass by Steve Brown. Gene Colgate's band originated in Detroit, and they recorded in New York, all over the place. I said the big band, and it gave the arrangers a chance to shine. And they did. 3 days later, the 4th of February, 1927, Frankie Trumbauer had his own orchestra and his C melody saxophone for OK Records and Clarinet Marmalade, a composition composed by members of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the supposedly first jazz band to record, and primarily Larry Shields and Henry Ragus in that band composed this. We'll hear Bix Beiderbecke on his cornet, Bill Rank, trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet, trombone, and a C melody, Paul Mertz, piano, Quicksell, playing some fine accompanying banjo. I mean, that's the job. Can't all be soloists. And Chauncey Morehouse on drums, Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, clarinet, Marmalade. Frankie Trumbauer, his C melody saxophone, and his orchestra. The 4th of February, 1927, in Clarinet Marmalade, and in alphabetical order, Howdy Quicksell, playing the banjo there. Vic Spiderbeck Cornet, Bill Rank trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, Trumbauer C. By the way, C melody is between the alto and the tenor saxophone in pitch, E flat, C, B flat, that kind of thing. Paul Mertz, excuse me, piano. Chauncey Morehouse on drums, clarinet, Marmalade, OK Records. Now, Quixel got a chance to do some arranging for and composing for Bix Beiderbecke and his gang. October 1927, also for OK. The two written by Quixel and arranged are called Sorry and Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down.
Thank you.
Bix Beiderbecke and His Gang, October 1927 for OK Records, and two compositions and arrangements by Howdy Quicksell. Sorry, and Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. Bix Beiderbecke, cornet, Bill Rank, trombone. Don Murray on clarinet, and the bass saxophonist Adrian Rollini, if you like that sound. I'm going to have a lot of him next week. Frank Signorelli on piano, Chauncey Morehouse on drums. Right, let's see. Oh, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, moving through the alphabet. The last of the cues, okay, I'm going to return to Dan Quayle, who founded Solo Art Records and loved piano players and recorded them only in 1939, maybe a little bit into 1940. Jimmy Yancey, both these are in Chicago, and both 1939. Jimmy Yancey doing the fives, he wrote that, and Clarence Lofton doing I Don't Know. Thank you. for Dan Quayle's Solo Art Record Company, 1939 in Chicago. Jimmy Yancey playing the fives, and Clarence Lofton playing I Don't Know. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Swedish Neuroscience Institute at Swedish's Cherry Hill campus at 17th and Jefferson, home to more than 30 neurological specialists and the new Swedish Neurosurgery Center. Learn more at swedish.org/neuroscience.
So we say goodbye to the letter Q and hello to the letter R. And to begin, I'll begin with this.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't, they don't ever make the grade. Your mama may have, your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. When you've got money, you've got lots of friends. They're all hanging around your door. But when money's gone, all the spending ends. They just don't come around you anymore. Rich relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but you better not take too much. Your mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. When you've got money, you've got lots of friends. Don't come around anymore. Rich relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but you better not take too much. Your mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own,
God bless the child that's got his own. Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Thursday's all so sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I go out to play. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I go out to play. And then on Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. Lord have mercy on me. Send my baby back to me. Ooh, wee, crazy about my baby. Won't you send my baby back to me? Oh, have mercy, send her home to me.
So much strength there. Lou Rawls, 1962 for Capitol Records. Les McCann on the piano. Leroy Vinegar bass. Ron Jefferson on the drums. God Bless the Child, written 1941 by Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog Jr. And Stormy Monday, written by T. Bone Walker. Lou Rawls, 1962. Red Rodney now going to come in with his trumpet for Signal Records, 1957, and give a go at it.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty. Red Rodney Quintet, 1957 for Signal Records. Ira Sullivan on tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Star Eyes, written by Gene DePaul in 1943, and You Better Go Now, written by Bob Graham in 1936. Red Rodney. Jimmy Rogers, country singer. Good one. Vocalist. Played the banjo and the guitar. In Hollywood in 1930, Victor Records was going to record him. And this is a very interesting coupling here because, well, it shows, it proves that if you embrace the differences, some beauty comes out of it. This is called Blue Yodel Number 9. Rogers did a lot of that with Blue Yodel Number 2 and so on. And the two invited in to perform with her, Louis Armstrong playing cornet and his wife Lil playing the piano.
Standing on the corner, I didn't mean no harm. Along come a police, he took me by the arm. It was down in Memphis, corner of Beale and Main. He says, big boy, you'll have to tell me your name. Beodley. I said, you'll find my name on the tail of my shirt. I'm a Tennessee hustler, I don't have to worry. Listen, all you rounders, you better leave my women alone. 'Cause I'll take my special and run all you rounders home. Deodorly.
Jimmy Rogers, 1930 in Hollywood, singing his Blue Yodel Number 9 in subtitle Standing on the Corner, accompanied by Louis Armstrong cornet and his wife Lillian playing the piano. An amazing record, absolutely amazing, and beautiful as well. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Sorrento Hotel, now accepting reservations for Easter brunch at the top of the town. With a view of Seattle, this Easter buffet offers Northwest seafood, smoked salmon eggs benedict, waffles with all the trimmings, and more. Sunday, April 12th from 10 to 3. Information at hotelsorrento.com.
All right, let's see what we have here. Get my notes turned around. I'd like to go to composer Richard Rogers now. Certainly an important figure in this art. The Jazz Lab first is going to do a composition by him. The Jazz Lab recorded this for Jubilee Records in 1957. The composition by Rogers is Isn't It Romantic, done 1932 for the film Love Me Tonight. Donald Byrd plays trumpet, Gigi Grice on saxophone, Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Richard Rodgers' composition Isn't It Romantic for the Jazz Lab, run by Donald Byrd and Gigi Grice, Grice being Tacit, Donald Byrd playing his trumpet, Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on drums for Jubilee, 1957. Anne Ronell wrote a beauty in 1954. Billie Holiday recorded it, and here it is for you.
Your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lovely dreams, lovely summer dreams, gone and left me here to weep my tears along the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Say that love has sinned to leave my heart aside and crying alone. Murmur to the night, hide its starry light, so none will find me sighing, crying all. Weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy, bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea, hear me, willow, and weep.
That Willow Weep for Me, and Billie Holiday sang it, 1954 for Clef Records. Harry Sweets Edison trumpet, Willie Smith alto saxophone, Bobby Tucker at the piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Callender bass, and Chico Hamilton on the drums, Billie Holiday. On 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz, support for KPLU comes from
the businesses that invest in KPLU as part of their marketing and community outreach. Information on how to partner with KPLU is available online at kplu.org. Just look under Business Partners and click on Business Support Opportunities.
Thank you.
Art Tatum solo piano right there. 1953 in Los Angeles for Clef Records. This Can't Be Love, written by Richard Rodgers. In 1938 for the musical The Boys from Syracuse. Richard Rodgers again there. We'll be hearing from him a lot. Up next is Shorty Rodgers, different spelling. Richard is R-O-D-G-E-R-S, and Shorty is R-O-G-E-R-S, and his Giants. Made a lot of records and were quite popular at the time, and this time would be 1956 in Los Angeles for Victor Records, RCA Victor. Shorty played the trumpet and arranged beautifully and composed greatly. And he had a lot of fun with it, too. He devoted this record to Wind. That's right. And the name of the album is Wherever the Five Winds Blow. It's a double meaning here because there are five in the band. But all of the compositions are by him and arranged by him, and they all have something to do with wind. We will hear The Chinook That Melted My Heart and Prevailing on the Westerlies. Thank you. listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Artie Rogers and his Giants in Los Angeles, 1956 for RCA Victor Records. Rogers played the trumpet, he arranged and he wrote the two compositions we heard, which were The Chinook That Melted My Heart and Prevailing on the Westerlies. As I said, he played the trumpet, Jimmy Giuffre clarinet, Lou Levy playing the piano, Ralph Pena playing bass, and Larry Bunker on the drums. Shorty Rogers and his Giants, 1956, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News. And all that jazz support for KPLU comes from
Jazz in the Olympics, a traditional jazz festival in Fort Angeles. This three-day event features 11 jazz bands performing in four separate venues. New this year, swing music with dance lessons between sets. All day Saturday at the Elks. Information online at jazzolympics.com.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to give out my email again. I did it in September of 2007, so get a pencil. Because most of the requests that come in have come by email of people, really some wonderful requests about certain people in the alphabet that they want to hear. And then I did it again, I think somewhere around the letter I, and I'm going to do it now for you. So my email is Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y. That's the Scottish spelling. 1238 at AOL.com. That's Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y. 1238 at AOL.com. The 1238 is when my first grandchild was born. All right, continuing on now. Well, this is a wonderful team because their last names start with the letter R. Ralph Ranger did the music. Leo Robin did the lyric. And here's a beauty.
I'm living for you. It's easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. And I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you. I never regret the years I'm giving. They're easy to love when you're in love. I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life
Maybe I'm a fool, but it's fun. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand. They just don't understand. Oh, 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 living, living for you is easy living. It's easy.
Sarah Vaughan singing for you so beautifully. Easy Living, written by Ralph Ranger, lyric by Leo Robin for the film, 1937, same name, Easy Living. Accompanied by Oscar Peterson at the piano, Joe Pass guitar, Ray Brown bass, Louis Belson on the drums. Ralph Ranger, Leo Robin. Ralph Ranger wrote this, Leo Robin was involved, but there's no words here. The words come out of the saxophone. And here's a beauty by Ralph Ranger. Thank you. Thanks for the Memory, written by Ralph Ranger in 1937, and played there by the Stan Getz Quintet, December 1952, from Mercury Clef Records. Getz tenor, Duke Jordan piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Bill Crow bass, and Frank Izzola on the drums. Thanks for the Memory. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Stoneway Hardware in Wallingford and Sound Community Bank, both proud to support KPLU through the Buy Local program. A list of other locally owned businesses is online at kplu.org/buylocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
All right, from Ralph Ranger there to Max Roach, the great drummer. His four, that means Kenny Durham on trumpet, George Coleman playing tenor, Nelson Boyd bass, and Roach on drums. This is from their Mercury LP called Plays Charlie Parker, 1958. We will hear Coco, written by Charlie Parker and based on Cherokee, a Ray Noble composition, and Parker's Mood, a blues.
Thank you.
Max Roach 4, playing for you, from 1958 for Mercury Records. They play the compositions of Charlie Parker. We heard, too, Coco, and Parker's Mood. Kenny Dorham on trumpet, George Coleman, tenor sax, Nelson Boyd on bass, Roach on the drums. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Swiss Water Decaffeination Process, a coffee decaffeination method that never uses methylene chloride or ethyl acetate. Swiss Water Process removes caffeine using pure water. On the web at SwissWater.com. Swiss Water Process. Decaf coffee without compromise.
I'd like to bring Ralph Ranger in again and Leo Robin. And they wrote this for this singer in 1934.
My heart has never known such ecstasy. Am I on earth? Am I in heaven? Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? It isn't a dream, it's love in bloom. Can it be the spring that seems to bring the stars right into this room? Oh no, it isn't a spring, it's love in bloom. My heart was a desert, you planted a seed, and this is the flower, this hour of sweet fulfillment. Is it all a dream, the joy supreme that came to us in the gloom? You know it isn't a dream, it's love in bloom.
Crosby, 1934, for Brunswick Records, for the movie She Loves Me Not. Love and Bloom, the verse and the chorus, written by Ralph Ranger and lyric by Leo Robin, accompanied by Irving Aronson and his Commanders. And for some of you out there of certain age, I don't need to tell you, that was Jack Benny's theme song. And the other, I didn't say, but thanks for the memory, became Bob Hope's theme, also written by Ralph Ranger. Jimmy Rushing wants to come in and sing for you right now from 1956.
set my very soul on fire. Love, oh, love, oh, girl, is love. Is all that I can say. Just like a gypsy, I'm roaming around, and I just can't keep the blues away. Funny, my temperature's running high, my heart beats faster and faster, seems as I'm gonna die. My teeth, they've got the chatter like a woodpecker in his act, knees knocking like a sewing machine, you swear I'm a ball in the jack. Ooh, wee doctor, come and see what's wrong with me. Got the chatter like a woodpecker in his act. Knees knocking like a sewing machine. You swear I was born in a jack. My nerves, they've got the jitters. Cold chills up and down my spine. At times I scream like a panther. Think I'm losing my mind. Ooh, wee doctor. My head's hanging low, no news. Ooh. Blue. Yeah, the doctor blue. your daddy all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, but that will never make a part. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? I need loving. Baby, won't you hurry home?
Thank you.
him every day. That'll stop that grossy boy and keep him away when we move. We're on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging round. It may seem funny, honey, funny as can be, but if we have any children, I want them all to look like me when we move. Way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging around.
Jimmy Rushing for Columbia Records, 1956. Careless Love, Dr. Blues, Baby Won't You Please Come Home, and I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town. Buck Clayton's trumpet and the tenor sax of Buddy Tate, drumming of Joe Jones, Vic Dickinson's trombone, Cliff Jackson's piano, Tony Parenti's clarinet. All there for you. 1956, Jimmy Rushing. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.